Hello everyone, my name is Elijah Day, minister of the 12th Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation, Mount Zion, the 12th Hour, Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is February 17, 2018, or it's 8:02, 2021. We will start our first service on this Sabbath day, the song entitled, Higher Ground. I'm pressing on the upward way, the heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I onward bound, yet at my feet on higher ground. Now lift me up and let me stand, my faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plan. And I have found, I set my feet on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay, where dust arrives and fears dismay. Though some may dwell where these abound, my permanent is higher ground. Now lift me up and let me stand, my faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plan than I have found, I put my feet on higher ground. I want to live above the world, no Satan's stars set me a hurl. For faith is taught the joyful sound, the song of saints on higher ground. Now lift me up and let me stand, my faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plan that I have found, up at my feet on higher ground. I want to scale the utmost high and catch a gleam of glory bright. And still I'll pray till heaven I found, Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Now lift me up and let me stand, my faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plan than I have found, I put my feet on higher ground. Part 3, Samuel and David, 1 Samuel chapter 17. Now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle and were gathered together at Shoco, which belongeth to Judah, and pitched between Shoco and Azekah in Ephes-Damim. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elath and set the battle in array against the Philistines. And the Philistines stood on a mountain on the one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side, and there was a valley between them. And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath, and Gath his height was 6 cubits and a span. And he had a helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail. And the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. And he had greaves of brass upon his legs, and a target of brass between his shoulders. And the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron, and one bearing a shield went before him. And he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel, and said unto them, How are you come out to sit your battle in array? Am not I a Philistine, and ye servants to Saul? Choose your man for you, and let him come down to me. If he be able to fight with me and to kill me, then will we be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall ye be our servants and serve us. And the Philistines said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. When Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistines, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Now David was the son of that Ephratite of Bethlehem, Judah, whose name was Jesse. And he had 8 sons, and the man went among them for an old man in the days of Saul. And the 3 eldest sons of Jesse went and followed Saul to the battle. And the names of his 3 sons that went to the battle were Eliab, the firstborn, and next unto him Abinadab, and the 3rd Shammah. And David was the youngest, and the 3 eldest followed Saul. But David went and returned from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. And the Philistines drew near morning and evening and presented himself 40 days. And Jesse said unto David, his son, take now for thy brethren an ephah of this parched corn and these 10 loaves and run to the camp to thy brethren and carry these 10 cheeses unto the captain of their 1,000 and look how thy brethren fare and take their place. Now Saul and they and all the men of Israel were in the valley of Elah, fighting with the Philistines. And David rose up early in the morning and left the sheep with a keeper, and took and went as Jesse had commanded him, and he came to the trench, as the host was going forth to the fight, and shouted for the battle. For Israel and the Philistines had put the battle in array, army against army. And David left his carriage in the hand of the keeper of the carriage and ran into the army, and came and saluted his brethren. And as he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion, the Philistines of Gath, Goliath by the name, out of the armies of the Philistines, and spake according unto the same words. And David heard them, and all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were so afraid. And the men of Israel said, have you seen this man that is come up surely to defy Israel, if he come up? And it shall be that the man who killeth him, the king will enrich him with great riches and will give him his daughter and make his father's house free in Israel. And David spake unto the man that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is the uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living Yahweh? And the people answered him after this manner, saying, so shall it be done to the man that killeth him. And Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spake unto the men, and Eliab's anger was kindled against David. And he said, why camest thou down hither, and with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thine heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. And David said, what have I now done? Is there not a cause? And he turned from him toward another and spake after the same manner. And the people answered him again after the former manner. And when the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for them him. And David said unto Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion, a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him, and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard, and smote him, and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living Yahweh. David said, moreover, the Yahweh that delivered me out of the paw of the lion, out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Yahweh be with thee. And Saul armed David with his armor, and he put an helmet of brass upon his head. Also he armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he essayed to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, I can not go with these, for I have not proved them. And David put them off him. And he took his staff in his hand and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook, and put them in a shepherd's bag which he had, even in a scrip, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David, and the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy, and of a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, Am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his God. And the Philistine said to David, Come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air, and to the beasts of the field. Then said David to the Philistine, Thou comest to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Yahweh of the host, the Elohim of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Yahweh deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee, and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air, and unto the wild beasts of the earth, that the earth may know that there is an Elohim in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Yahweh saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Yahweh's, and he will give you into our hand. And it came to pass when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hastened and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and slung it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him, but there was no sword in the hand of David. Now, isn't this amazing that Yahweh, his chosen anointed, because Yahweh's choice for a king over Israel, Yahweh had him prepared long in his youth ago with Samuel. And then when it come time for Israel to be delivered for real out of the hand of Philistine, he brought his anointed servant David into the camp. And there David prevailed because he was totally filled with the Holy Spirit. And so that's the way Yahweh's leader is going to have to be. He's going to have to be totally filled with the Holy Spirit so that he can prevail. Because we are coming into the most trying time of Earth's history. We're coming into the great time of trouble like there never was since there was a nation. It's already here. And Yahweh is seeing his hand is strong with his people all over the world. And so he's strong with us. We're coming through a crisis of our own here in the kingdom. But Yahweh's Spirit will prevail with us. We will triumph. But we're going to have to be on the Yahweh's side 100% and stay there and do what He tells us to do 100%. Whatsoever we eat, drink, say, or do. And He'll make us as His goodly horse in the battle. So it says in 1 Samuel Chapter 17, verse 51. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine, and took his sword and drew it out of the sheath thereof, and slew him, cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. And the men of Israel and of Judah arose and shouted and pursued the Philistines until they were come to the valley and to the gates of Ekron. And the wounded of the Philistines fell down by the way to Shaaraim, even unto Gath and unto Ekron. And the children of Israel returned from chasing after the Philistines, and they spoiled their tents. And David took the head of the Philistine and brought it to Jerusalem, but he put his armor in his tent. And when Saul saw David go forth against the Philistines, he said unto Abner, the captain of the host, Abner, whose son is this youth? And Abner said, As thy soul liveth, O king, I cannot tell. And the king said, Inquire, thou whose son the stripling is. And as David returned from the slaughter of the Philistines, Abner took him and brought him before Saul with the head of the Philistine in his hand. Saul said unto him, Whose son art thou? thou young man? And David answered, I am the son of thy servant Jesse the Bethlehemite. That's the end of 1 Samuel chapter 17. We're going to go right on in to 18, I believe. See where we're at with it. Yeah, 18:1. It says, and it came to pass when he had made an end of speaking unto Saul, that the soul of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. And Saul took him that day, and would not let him go no more home to his father's house. Then Jonathan and David made a covenant, because he loved him as his own soul. And Jonathan stripped himself of the robe that was upon him, and gave it to David, and his garments even to his sword, and to his bow, and to his girdle. And David went out whithersoever Saul sent him, and behaved himself wisely, and Saul set him over the men of war, and he was accepted in the sight of all the people, and also in the sight of Saul's servant. And it came to pass as it came when David was returned from the slaughter of the Philistines, that the women came out of all cities of Israel singing and dancing to meet King Saul with tabrets, with joy, and with instruments of music. And the women answered one another as they played and said, Saul hath slain his thousands and David his 10,000. And Saul was very wroth, and the saying displeased him. And he said, they have ascribed unto David 10,000, and unto me they have ascribed 1,000. And what can he have more but the kingdom? And Saul eyed David from that day and forward. It came to pass on the morrow that the evil spirit from the yard came upon Saul, and he prophesied in the midst of the house, and David played with his hand, as at other times, and there was a javelin in Saul's hand. And Saul cast the javelin, for he said, I will smite David even to the wall with it. And David avoided out of his presence twice, and Saul was afraid of David, because Yahweh was with him, and was departed from Saul. This is what happened down at Kermit. At the end there, as it began to draw close to the end, you could see the fear and consternation that came over Brother W. Johnson and the whole camp. Therefore Saul removed him from him and made him his captain over 1,000, and he went out and came in before the people. And David behaved himself wise in all his ways, and Yahweh was with him. Wherefore when Saul saw that he behaved himself very wisely, he was afraid of him. But all Israel and Judah loved David, because he went out and came in before them. And Saul said unto David, Behold, my elder daughter, Merab, her will I give thee to wife. Only be thou valiant for me, and fight the Yahweh's battles. For Saul said, Let not mine hand be upon him, but let the hand of the Philistines be upon him. And David said unto Saul, Who am I, and what is my life, or my father's family in Israel, that I should be son-in-law to the king? But it came to pass at the time when Merab, Saul's daughter, should have been given to David, that she was given unto Adriel, the Meholathite, the wife. And Michal, Saul's daughter, loved David. And they told Saul, and the thing pleased him. And Saul said, I will give him her, that she may be a snare to him, and that the hand of the Philistines may be against him. Wherefore Saul said to David, Thou shalt this day be my son-in-law, and the one of the twain. And Saul commanded his servant, saying, Commune with David secretly, and say, Behold, the king hath delight in thee, and all his servants love thee. Now therefore be the king's son-in-law. And Saul's servant spake those words in the ears of David, and David said, Seemeth it to you a light thing to be a king's son-in-law, seeing that I am a poor man and a lightly esteemed? And the servants of Saul told him, saying, On this manner spake David. And Saul said, Thus shall ye say to David, The king desireth not any dowry, but 100 foreskins of the Philistines, to be avenged of the king's enemy. But Saul thought to make David fall by the hand of the Philistine. And when his servants told David these words, it pleased David well to be the king's son-in-law, and the days were not expired. Wherefore David arose and went he and his men and slew of the Philistines 200 men. And David brought their foreskins, and they gave them in full tale to the king, that he might be the king's son-in-law. Saul gave him Michal, the daughter, to wife. And Saul saw and knew that the Yahweh was with David, and that Michal, Saul's daughter, loved him. And Saul was yet the more afraid of David. And Saul became David's enemy continually. Then the princes of the Philistines went forth, and it came to pass after they went forth that David behaved himself more wisely than all the servants of Saul, so that his name was much set by. And Saul spake to Jonathan his son and to all his servants that they should kill David. This is in 1 Samuel chapter 19, now verse 2. But Jonathan's, Saul's son, delighted much in David, and Jonathan told David, saying, Saul, my father, seeketh to kill thee. Now therefore I pray thee, take heed to thyself until the morning, and abide in a secret place, and hide thyself, and I will go out and stand beside my father in the field where thou art, and I will commune with my father of thee, and what I see, that I will tell thee. And Jonathan spake good of David unto Saul his father, and said unto him, Let not the king sin against his servant, against David, because he hath not sinned against thee, because his works have been to thee word very good. For he did put his life in his hand, and slew the Philistine, and the Yahweh wrought a great salvation for all Israel. Thou sawest it, and did rejoice. Wherefore then wilt thou sin against innocent blood to slay David without a cause? Then Saul hearkened unto the voice of Jonathan, and Saul sware, As the Yahweh liveth, he shall not be slain. And Jonathan called David, and Jonathan showed him all those things, and Jonathan brought David to Saul, and he was in his presence as in times past. And there was war again, and David went out and fought with the Philistines, and slew them with a great slaughter, and they fled from him. And the evil spirit from the Yahweh was upon Saul, as he sat in his house, with his javelin in his hand, and David played with his hand. And Saul sought to smite David even to the wall with the javelin, but he slipped away out of Saul's presence, and he smote the javelin into the wall, and David fled and escaped that night. Saul also sent messengers unto David's house to watch him, and to slay him in the morning. And Michal, David's wife, told him, saying, If thou save not thy life tonight, tomorrow thou shalt be slain. So Michal let David down through a window, and he went and fled and escaped. And Michal took an image, and laid it in the bed, and put a pillow of goat's hair for his bolster, and covered it with a cloth. And when Saul sent messengers to take David, she said, He is sick. And Saul sent the messengers again to see David, saying, Bring him up to me in the bed, that I may slay him. And when the messengers were come in, behold, there was an image in the bed, with a pillow of goat's hair for his bolster. And Saul said unto Michal, Why hast thou deceived me so, and sent away mine enemy, that he has escaped? And Michal answered Saul. He said unto me, Let me go, why should I kill thee? So David fled and escaped, and came to Samuel, to Ramah, and told him all that Saul had done to him. And he and Samuel went and dwelt in Naoth. And it was told Saul, saying, Behold, David is at Naoth in Ramah. And Saul sent messengers to take David, and when they saw the company of the prophets prophesying, and Samuel standing as appointed over them, The spirit of Yahweh was upon the messengers of Saul, and they also prophesied. And when it was told Saul, he sent other messengers. And they prophesied likewise, and Saul sent messengers again the third time, and they prophesied also. Then went he also to Ramah, and came to a great well that is in Shechu, and he asked and said, Where are Samuel and David? And one said, Behold, they be at Naoth in Ramah. And he went thither to Naoth and Ramah, and the Spirit of Yahweh was upon him also. And he went on and prophesied until he came to Naoth and Ramah. And he stripped off his clothes also and prophesied before Samuel in the like manner, and lay down naked all that day and all that night. Wherefore they say, Is Saul also among the prophets? And 1 Samuel chapter 20. And David fled from Naoth and Ramah, and came and said before Jonathan, What have I done? What is my iniquity, and what is my sin before thy father that he seeketh my life? And he said to him, Yah forbid, thou shalt not die. Behold, my father will do nothing, either great or small, but that he will show it me. And why should my father hide this thing from me? It is not so. And David swore moreover and said, Thy father certainly knoweth that I have found grace in thine eyes. And he saith, Let not Jonathan know this, lest he be grieved. But truly, as the Yahweh liveth, and as thy soul liveth, there is but a step between me and death. Then said Jonathan unto David, Whatsoever thy soul desireth, I will even do it for thee. And David said unto Jonathan, Behold, tomorrow is the new moon, and I should not fail to sit with the king at meat. But let me go, that I may hide myself in the field unto the third day at even. If thy father at all miss me, then say, David earnestly asked leave of me, that he might run to Bethlehem, his city, for there is a yearly sacrifice there for all the family. If he say thus, It is well, thy servant shall have peace. But if he be very wroth, then be sure that evil is determined by him. Therefore thou shalt deal kindly with thy servant, for thou hast brought thy servant into a covenant of the Yahweh with thee. Notwithstanding, if there be in me iniquity, slay me thyself, for why shouldest thou bring me to thy father? And Jonathan said, Far be it from thee, for if I knew certainly that evil were determined by my father to come upon thee, then would I not tell it thee. Then said David unto Jonathan, Who shall tell me? And what is thy father's answer? Or what if thy father answer thee roughly? And Jonathan said unto David, Come and let us go out into the field. And they went out both of them into the field. And Jonathan said unto David, O Yahweh Elohim of Israel, when I have sounded my father about tomorrow, any time or the third day, and behold, if there be good toward David, and I then send not unto thee and show it thee, Yahweh do so and much more to Jonathan. But if it please my father to do thee evil, then I will show it thee and send thee away, that thou mayest go in peace, and Yahweh be with thee as he has been with my father. And thou shalt not only, while yet I live, show me the kindness of Yahweh that I die not, but also thou shalt not cut off thy kindness from my house forever. No, not when the Yahweh hath cut off the enemies of David, every one from the face of the earth. So Jonathan made a covenant with the house of David, saying, Let the Yahweh even require at the hand of David's enemies. And Jonathan caused David to swear again, because he loved him, for he loved him as he loved his own self. This is in 1 Samuel chapter 20, verse 18. Then Jonathan said to David, Tomorrow is the new moon, and thou shalt be missed, because thy seat will be empty. And when thou hast stayed 3 days, then thou shalt go down quickly and come to the place where thou didst hide thyself. when the business was in hand, and shalt remain by the stone Ezel. And I will shoot 3 arrows on the side thereof, as though I shot at a mark, and behold, I will send a lad, saying, Go find out the arrows. If I expressly say unto the lad, Behold, the arrows are on this side of thee, take them, then come thou, for there is peace to thee, and no hurt, as Yahweh liveth. But if I say thus unto the young man, Behold, the arrows are beyond thee, go thy way, for the Yahweh has sent thee away. And it is touching the matter which thou and I have spoken of, behold, Yahweh be between me and thee and me forever. So David hid himself in the field, and when the new moon was come, the king sat down to eat meat, and the king sat upon his seat, as at other times, even on a seat by the wall, and Jonathan rose, and Abner sat by Saul's side, and David's place was empty. Nevertheless, Saul spake not anything that day, for he thought something had befallen him. He is not clean. Surely he is not clean. And it came to pass on the morrow, which was the second day of the month, that David's place was empty. And Saul said unto Jonathan, his son, Wherefore cometh not the son of Jesse to me, neither yesterday nor today? And Jonathan answered Saul of David earnestly, Ask leave of me to go to Bethlehem. And he said, Let me go, I pray thee, for our family hath a sacrifice in the city, and my brother, he hath commanded me to be there. And now, if I have found favor in thine eyes, let me get away, I pray thee, and see my brethren. Therefore he cometh not unto the king's table. Then Saul's anger was kindled against Jonathan, and he said unto him, Thou son of the perverse, rebellious woman, do not I know that thou hast chosen the son of Jesse to thine own confusion, and unto the confusion of thy mother's nakedness? For as long as the son of Jesse liveth upon the ground, thou shalt not be established, nor thy kingdom. Wherefore now send and fetch him unto me, for he shall surely die. And Jonathan answered Saul, his father, and said unto him, Wherefore shall he be slain? What hath he done? And Saul cast a javelin at him to smite him, whereby Jonathan knew that it was determined of his father to slay David. So Jonathan arose from the table in a fierce anger, and did eat no meat the second day of the month, for he was grieved for David, because his father had done him shame. And it came to pass in the morning that Jonathan went out into the field at the time appointed with David and a little lad with him. He said unto his lad, Run, find out now the arrows which I shoot. And as the lad ran, he shot an arrow beyond him. And when the lad was come to the place of the arrow which Jonathan had shot, Jonathan cried after the lad and said, Is not the arrow beyond thee? And Jonathan cried after the lad, Make speed, haste, stay not. And Jonathan's lad gathered up the arrows and came to his master. But the lad knew not anything, only Jonathan and David knew the matter. And Jonathan gave his artillery unto the lad and said unto him, Go, carry them to the city. And as soon as the lad was gone, David arose out of a place toward the south and fell on his face to the ground and bowed himself 3 times, and they kissed one another and wept one with another until David exceeded. And Jonathan said to David, Go in peace, forasmuch as we have sworn both of us in the name of Yahweh, saying, Yahweh be between me and thee, between my seed and thy seed forever. And he arose and departed, and Jonathan went into the city. End of 1 Samuel chapter 20. Let's go right on into 21. Then came David to Nob to Amalek the priest, and Amalek was afraid at the meeting of David, and said unto him, Why art thou alone, and no man with thee? And David said unto Amalek the priest, The king hath commanded me a business, and hath said unto me, Let no man know anything of the business whereabout I send thee, and what I have commanded thee, and I have appointed my servants to such and such a place. Now therefore, what is under thine hand? Give me 5 loaves of bread in mine hand, or what there is present. And the priest answered David and said, There is no common bread under mine hand, but there is hallowed bread, if the young man had kept himself at least from women. And David answered the priest and said unto him, Of a truth, women have been kept forth from us about these 3 days since I came out. And the vessels of the young men are holy, and the bread is in a manner common. Yea, though it was sanctified this day in the vessel. So the priest gave him hallowed bread, for there was no bread there but the show bread that was taken from before the Yahweh to put hot bread in the day when it was taken away. Now a certain man of the servants of Saul was there that they detained before the Yahweh, and his name is Doeg, an Edomite, the chiefest of the herdmen that belonged to Saul. And David said unto Abimelech, And is there not here under thine hand spear or sword? For I have neither brought my sword nor my weapons with me, because the king's business required haste. And the priest said, The sword of Goliath, the Philistine whom thou slewest in the valley of Elath, behold, it is here wrapped in a cloth behind the ephod. If thou wilt take that, take it, for there is no other save that here. And David said, There is none like that. Give it me. And David arose and fled that day for fear of Saul, and went to Achish, the king of Gath. And the servants of Achish said unto him, Is not this David, the king of the land? Did they not sing one to another of him in dances, saying, Saul hath slain his 1,000, and David his 10,000? And David laid up these words in his heart, and was sore afraid of Achish, the king of Gath. And he changed his behavior before them, and feigned himself mad in their hands, and scrabbled on the doors of the gate, and let his spittle fall down upon his spear. Then said Achish unto his servant, Lo, you see the man is mad. Wherefore then have ye brought him to me? Have I need of madmen that ye have brought this fellow to play the madman in my presence? Shall this fellow come into my house? Chapter 22 of 1 Samuel. David therefore departed thence and escaped to the cave Adullam. And when his brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went down thither to him. And everyone that was in the distress, and everyone that was in debt, and everyone that was discontented, gathered themselves unto him, and he became a captain over them. And there were with him about 400 men, and David went thence to Mizpah of Moab, and he said unto the king of Moab, Let my father and my mother, I pray thee, come forth and be with you, till I know what Yahweh will do for me. And he brought them before the king of Moab, and they dwelt with him all the while that David was in the hold. And the prophet Gad said unto David, Abide not in the hold, depart and get thee into the land of Judah. Then David departed and came into the forest of Horath. And when Saul heard that David was discovered and the men that were with him, now Saul abode in Gibeah under a tree in Ramah, having his spear in his hand, and all his servants were standing about him. Then Saul said unto his servant that stood about him, Hear now, ye Benjamites, will the son of Jesse give every one of you fields and vineyards, and make you all captains of thousands and captains of hundreds, that all of you have conspired against me? And there is none that showeth me that my son hath made a league with the son of Jesse. And there is none of you that is sorry for me, or showeth unto me that my son hath stirred up my servant against me to lie in wait, as at this day. and answered Doeg the Edomite, which was set over the servants of Saul, and said, I saw the son of Jesse coming to Nob, to Ahimelech, the son of Anitub. And he inquired of Yahweh for him, and he gave him victuals, and gave him the sword of Goliath, the Philistine. And the king sent to call Ahimelech, the priest, the son of Ahitub, and all his father's house, the priests that were in Nob, and they came all of them to the king. And Saul said, Hear now, thou son of Ahitub, and he answered, Here I am, my lord, my master. And Saul said unto him, Why have you conspired against me, thou and the son of Jesse, and that thou hast given him bread and a sword, and hath inquired of Yahweh for him, that he should rise against me to lie in wait as at this day? Then Ahimelech answered the king and said, And who is so faithful among all thy servants as David, which is the king's son-in-law, and goeth at thy bidding, and is honorable in thine house? Did I then begin to inquire of Yahweh for him? Be it far from me. Let not the king impute anything unto his servant, nor to all the house of my father. For thy servant knew nothing of all this, less or more. And the king said, Thou shalt surely die, Ahimelech, thou and all thy father's house. And the king said unto the footmen that stood about him, Turn and slay the priests of Yahweh, because their hand also is with David. Because they knew when he fled and did not show it to me. But the servants of the king would not put forth their hand to fall upon the priests of the Yahweh. And the king said to Doeg, Turn thou and fall upon the priest. And Doeg the Edomite turned, and he fell upon the priest, and slew on that day 85 persons. That would be 85 people that did wear a linen ephod. And Nob, the city of the priests, smote he with the edge of the sword, both men and women, children and suckers, and oxen and asses and sheep, with the edge of the sword. And one of the sons of Ahimelech, the son of Ahitub, named Abathar, escaped and fled after David. And Abathar showed David that Saul had slain the Yahweh's priest. And David said unto Abathar, I knew it that day when Doeg the Edomite was there, that he was sure to tell Saul, I have occasioned the death of all the persons of thy father's house. Abide thou with me, fear not, for he that seeketh my life seeketh thy life, but with me thou shalt be in safeguard. And that's the end of 1 Samuel chapter 22. Let's go right on into chapter 23. It says, Then they told David, saying, Behold, the Philistines fight against Keilah, and they robbed the threshing floors. Therefore David inquired of the Yahweh, saying, Shall I go and smite the Philistines? And the Yahweh said unto David, Go, and smite the Philistines, and save Keilah. And David's man said unto him, Behold, we be afraid here in Judah. How much more than if we come to Keilah against the armies of the Philistines? Then David inquired of the Yahweh yet again, and the Yahweh answered him and said, Arise, go down to Keilah. For I will deliver the Philistines into thine hand. And so David and his men went to Keilah and fought with the Philistines and brought away their cattle and smote them with a great slaughter. So David saved the inhabitants of Keilah. And it came to pass when Abathar the son of Ahimelech fled to David to Keilah, that he came down with an ephod in his hand. And he was told Saul that David was come to Keilah, and Saul said, Yahweh hath delivered him into mine hand, for he is shut in by entering into a town that hath gates and bars. And Saul called all the people together to war to go down to Keilah to besiege David and his men. And David knew that Saul secretly practiced mischief against him, and he said to Abathar the priest, Bring hither the ephod. Then said David of the Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, Thy servant hath certainly heard that Saul seeketh to come to Keilah to destroy the city for my sake. Will the men of Keilah deliver me up into his hand? Will Saul come down, as thy servant hath heard, O Yahweh Elohim of Israel. I beseech thee, tell thy servant. And Yahweh said, he will come down. Then said David, will the men of Keilah deliver me and my men into the hand of Saul? And Yahweh said, they will deliver thee up. And David and his men, which were about 600, arose and departed out of Keilah and went whithersoever they could go. And it was told Saul that David was escaped from Keilah, and he forbore to go forth. And David abode in the wilderness and a stronghold, and remained in a mountain in the wilderness of Ziph. And Saul sought him every day, but Yahweh delivered him not into his hand. And David saw that Saul was come out to seek his life, and David was in the wilderness of the Ziph in the wood. And Jonathan, Saul's son, arose and went to David into the wood and strengthened his hand unto Yahweh. And he said unto him, fear not, for the hand of Saul, my father, shall not find thee. And thou shalt be king over Israel. And thou shalt be king over Israel. Well, that's what this here Satan thought to do today, was to cause this antithetical kingdom of David not to be set up. And if Royal Johnson were able to succeed, then we wouldn't have the kingdom today set up. But Yahweh overruled, because he had in prophecy that it would not turn out that way. So here we are today, reading about, again, David being guaranteed that he'd be king over Israel, and that was by the son of Saul. And I shall be next unto thee, and that also Saul my father knoweth. And they too made a covenant before the Yahweh, and David abode in the wood, and Jonathan went to his house. So Jonathan was saying, now, David, you're going to be the next king over Israel, and then I'm going to be the king after you. But Jonathan had to wait 40 years then. The kings were appointed 40-year terms back then. 1 Samuel 23:19. Then came up the Ziphites to Saul to Gibeah, saying, doth not Saul, or David hide himself with us in the strongholds in the wood and the hill of Ahashilah, which is on the south of Jeshimon? Now therefore, O king, come down according to all the desire of thy soul to come down, and our part shall be to deliver him into the king's hand. And Saul said, blessed be ye of the Yahweh, for you have compassion on me. Go, I pray you, prepare yet, and know and see his place where his heart is, and who hath seeing him there, for it is told me that he did it very subtly. See therefore and take knowledge of all the lurking places where he hideth himself, and come ye again to me with a certainty, and I will go with you, and it shall come to pass, if he be in the land, that I will search him out throughout all the thousands of Judah. And they arose and went to Ziph before Saul, but David and his men were in the wilderness of Maon, in the plain on the south of Jeshimon. Saul also and his men went to seek him, and they told David. Wherefore he came down into a rock and abode in the wilderness of Maon. And when Saul heard that, he pursued after David in the wilderness of Maon. And Saul went on this side of the mountain, and David and his men on that side of the mountain. And David made haste to get away for fear of Saul. For Saul and his men compassed David and his men round about to take them. But there came a messenger unto Saul, saying, haste thee and come, for the Philistines have invaded the land. Wherefore Saul returned from pursuing after David and went against the Philistines. Therefore they call that place Selah, Ham, Ma, Lekoth. And David went up from thence and dwelt in the strongholds of Engedi. End of chapter 23. Let's go right on into chapter 24, 1 Samuel. And it came to pass when Saul was returned from following the Philistines that it was told him, saying, Behold, David is in the wilderness of the En-Gedi. Then Saul took 3,000 chosen men out of all Israel and went to seek David and his men upon the rocks of the wild goats. And he came to the sheep coast by the way, where was a cave. And Saul went in to cover his feet, and David and his men remained in the sides of the cave. And the men of David said unto him, Behold, the day of which the Yahweh said unto thee, Behold, I will deliver thine enemies into thine hand, that thou mayest do to him as it shall seem good unto thee. Then David arose and cut off the skirt of Saul's robe privately, and it came to pass afterwards that David's heart smote him, because he had cut off Saul's skirt. And he said unto his men, The Yahweh forbid that I should do this thing unto my master, the Yahweh's anointed, to stretch forth mine hand against him, seeing he is the anointed of the Yahweh. So David knew that when Yahweh anointed someone, that you had respect unto that person. And Yahweh has anointed this office. He has anointed me. I know that. But he chose me in 1970. And then when I was circumcised down there at Gilead Center, I believe at the age of 46, it might have been 48, I knew that I was anointed because I was healed within an hour after I was circumcised. That was a token that I had been set aside for this work. So David stayed his service with these words and suffered them not to rise against Saul. And Saul rose up out of the cave and went on his way. David also arose afterwards and went out of the cave and cried after Saul, saying, My master, the king. And when Saul looked behind him, David stooped with his face to the earth and bowed himself. And David said unto Saul, Wherefore hearest thou men's words, saying, Behold, David seeketh thy hurt. Behold, this day thine eyes have seen how the Yahweh hath delivered thee today into mine hand in the cave. And some bade me kill thee, but mine eye spared thee, and I said, I will not put forth mine hand against my master, for he is the Yahweh's anointing. Behold, my father, see, yea, see the skirt of thy robe in my hand, for in that I cut off the skirt of thy robe, and kill thee not. Know thou, and see that there is neither evil nor transgression in mine hand. And I have not sinned against thee, yet thou huntest my soul to take it. For the Yahweh judge between me and the Yahweh avenge me of thee, but my hand shall not be upon thee. As saith the proverb of the ancient, wickedness proceedeth from the wicked, but my hand shall not be upon thee. After whom is the king of Israel come out? After whom dost thou pursue? After a dead dog, after a flea? Yahweh, therefore, be judge and judge between me and thee, and see and plead my cause, and deliver me out of thine hand. And it came to pass, when David had made an end of speaking these words unto Saul, that Saul said, Is this thy voice, my son David? And Saul lifted up his voice and wept. And he said to David, Thou art more righteous than I, for thou hast rewarded me good, whereas I have rewarded thee evil. And thou hast showed this day how that thou hast dealt well with me, forasmuch as when the Yahweh had delivered me into thine hand, thou killest me not. And if a man find his enemy, will he let him go well away? Wherefore the Yahweh reward thee good for that thou hast done unto me this day. And now behold, I know well that thou shalt surely be king, and that the kingdom of Israel shall be established in thine hand. So that was assigned to King Saul. That's the only thing that changed his mind about David. Swear now, therefore, unto me by the Yahweh, that thou wilt not cut off my seed after me, and that thou wilt not destroy my name out of my father's house, And David swore unto Saul, and Saul went home. But David and his men get them up unto the hold. End of chapter 24. Let's go right on into First Samuel chapter 25. We're getting close to the end of our study. And it's talking about Samuel dying. Here, let's just do a little comments and remarks here and call this to a close. What are we learning here? Yahweh used that situation with King Saul, hatred of David, using everything within his means to keep David from succeeding him to be king of Israel. And Yahweh brought events about that caused Saul to finally confess and make concessions with David and acknowledge that he will be the next king after him instead of Jonathan. And so Yahweh knows how to bring people down. He sets them up and he brings them down. When it's time for them to depart, they cannot stop to keep from it. It just happens automatically. And the Spirit of Yahweh will always show itself to whom it will be with. And Yahweh will reward evil for evil. Because it says right there in 1 Samuel 24:13, as said the proverb of the ancients, wickedness proceedeth from the wicked, but mine hand shall not be upon thee. So David, he knew the proverb of the ancients. He said, wickedness proceedeth from the wicked. Well, you know, it says there in Proverbs 16:4, it says, the Yahweh hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. So all those that lose their soul salvation ends up without the seal to have eternal life, then they have been raised up to carry out the role of the wicked. So Yahweh has to have both sides to carry out the great plan of redemption for mankind, separating the wheat from the chaff. This brings the close of our study. This is our contact. This at the 11th hour call. That's number 11. Click on our audio archive. We're going to close now with a song. Onward, Christian soldiers.
Onward, Christian soldiers. Marching as to war. With the cross of Yahshua going on before, that's where the royal master leads against the foe, over into battle, see his banner go. Onward, Christian soldier, marching as to war. The cross of Yahshua going on before. At the sound of triumph, Satan hosts that fear. On then, Christian soldiers, on to victory. Those foundations quiver at the shout of praise. Others lift your voices, let your anthem ring. Onward, Christian soldier, marching as to war. Cross of Yahshua going on before. Like a mighty army moves the church of Yah. Brothers, we have training, brothers, saints of triumph. We are not divided. All one body we, one in hope and doctrine, found in charity. Hundred Christian soldiers marching as they roar, with the cross of Yahshua going on before. On the daily paper, join our happy throng.